Okay, I'd like to introduce our next speaker. Our next speaker is John, who's currently a PhD student at the Radboud University in Nijmegen. And he spent the first 2 years of his PhD dabbling with the foundations of quantum mechanics, which is about the deep question why nature is described by the laws of quantum mechanics. And nowadays he's working on optimizing quantum circuits using graph theory, such as the ZX calculus. And that's what he's going to talk about today, about his project called PiZX. And the talk is about quantum circuit optimization, verification, and simulation with the software tool. So please welcome John.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for inviting me here to give this talk. So in this title, it might be that you don't know what any of these words mean. Like, I hope to like make it a bit more clear towards the end of the talk, and I'll spend most of the time basically explaining what these things mean and like how we use physics to use it. I know it looks like PiZX, but like it's pronounced physics because it's more fun like that. All right, so PiZX is a Python library that you can use to manipulate large ZX diagrams. And like, even if you've heard of quantum circuits, you might not have heard of ZX diagrams. So I will get to explaining to what those are and why you should care about it if you care about quantum computing. Yeah, the picture of the plane just to show that like our marketing department is really hard at work trying to get the word out about our project. All right, so just like the basics, a quantum computation, like there's multiple ways to do it, but like the most general or like the most straightforward way is to use a quantum circuit. It's basically the quantum analog of a logic circuit in classical computing. And a quantum circuit, you can build it out of quantum gates. And quantum gates are like, you can think of like a quantum circuit with quantum gates as sort of the assembly language of a quantum computer. So they contain sort of abstracted basic instructions for your computer. And these gates have names like NOT gate, S gate, T gate, H gate. NOT gate is probably familiar to you all. There's others, maybe not. So the way you should understand these single qubit gates, so they do a transformation on just a single qubit. And a qubit you can sort of see as a sphere called the Bloch sphere. And if you compare this to like to classical computing, you would have like a zero and a one state. And the zero and one state, you can see the zero lives up here at the north pole of the Bloch sphere. The one state lives down here. So a NOT gate you can see is like a 180 degree rotation that flips the two poles like this. But the special thing about quantum computing is you don't just have the poles you can use. You can use any position on this sphere and manipulate it. So for representation of what a qubit, like in what state it can be. And then these other gates, like the Hadamard gate, S gate, T gate, they correspond to different types of rotations on this Bloch sphere. There are different types of operations you can do in the qubit. For instance, Hadamard gate interchanges the Z and X axis. So like it makes a state, like a zero state, and it puts it on like the equator, which is, like makes it a superposition of two states. And these other gates are like, there's also, this is a half rotation, a quarter rotation, the T gate is like a 1/8 rotation. I use these specific gates for a reason, which will come in like a few minutes. And there's basically only one 2-qubit gate that you need to know about, which is called the controlled NOT gate. And what this simply does is it has 2 qubits, and I look at my first qubit, and if it's in the zero state, I don't do anything. If it's in the one state, then I flip the bit of the second qubit. So this is just a classical operation, but then you do this classical operation on 2 qubits. So these are all the gates you need. You can actually do any quantum computation using just these, 5 gates. So like this is all you need to know about quantum computing, basically. Because then you can do any computation you want, which is like, it's hard to show this is actually true, but it does work. And so the motivation behind this talk and what I will talk about is quantum circuit optimization. So taking the same quantum circuit, but like somehow reducing the number of gates in it while still performing the same computation, which is like analogous to what advanced compilers do for classical computers, but now we want to do it for a quantum computer. All right. So these quantum circuits, we have a special notation to write them down, sort of a graphical way to see them. And we have a special